Welcome, dear friends. I know that this is an especially stressful time for everyone right now as we approach an election, as we see the pandemic numbers climb again, as we're impacted by challenges coming at us from every direction. But all the more reason for us to gather and to center in God, our rock and our fortress. Let's turn to God now with a word of prayer. Merciful God, we thank you for gathering us together once again from far and wide, and we pray that you would hold each one of us in your loving care. Help us to prepare our hearts and minds for this time of worship. Clear out all the worries and troubles and fears and the things of this world so that there's only room for you. Open our ears, our hearts, and our minds so that we may hear, claim, and embrace your truth. We pray that you'd continue to equip us, Lord, to be your hands and feet in this broken world, even as we share our deepest gratitude for the gifts you bestowed upon us. May all be blessed and used according to your purpose. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, let's welcome Nathan Drake.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will walk on pardon, cleanse, relieve, because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come.
Word. While I'm locked up here, a prisoner for the master, I want you to get out there and walk. Better yet, run on the road God called you to travel. I don't want any of you sitting around on your hands. I don't want anyone strolling off down some path that goes nowhere. And mark that you do this with humility and discipline, not in fits and starts, but steadily, pouring yourselves out for each other in acts of love, alert at noticing differences, and quick at mending fences. You were all called to travel on the same road in the same direction, so stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one master, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness. But that doesn't mean you should all look and speak and act the same. Out of the generosity of Christ, each of us is given his own gift. What this adds up to then is this: no more lies, no more pretense, Tell your neighbor the truth. In Christ's body, we're all connected to each other. After all, when you lie to others, you end up lying to yourself. Go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And don't stay angry. Don't go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. Did you used to make ends meet by stealing? Well, no more. Get an honest job so that you can help others who can't work. Watch the way you talk. Let nothing foul or dirty come out of your mouth. Say only what helps, each word a gift. Don't grieve God. Don't break his heart. His Holy Spirit moving and breathing in you is the most intimate part of your life, making you fit for himself. Don't take such a gift for granted. Make a clean break with all cutting, backbiting, profane talk. Be gentle with one another, sensitive. Forgive one another as quickly and thoroughly as God in Christ forgave you. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Last Sunday, I was blessed to baptize Dana and Sean Layden's new baby daughter, Sophie Grace. It seems like just yesterday we baptized their son, Luke, but under very different circumstances. Back then, our church was filled with family and friends for the service, and afterwards, we all celebrated together next door in the chapel. Lots of hugs and laughter for sure. This time, due to the pandemic, it was a little different, with just a handful of us there in the church and all wearing masks and keeping socially distanced to keep everyone safe. But the joy was still overflowing. And with Dana and Sean's happy permission, I want to share with you now the baptism of little Sophie Grace.
Sophie Grace, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. You are a child of God. And one day you're going to see that you have a really big family, and they can hardly wait to meet you. Oh, just know how much you're loved. And yes, I will have to give you back to your daddy.
Thank you.
Such a good girl.
Yes, yes, yes.
This child of God is now received into the church. See what love the Father has given, that we should be called children of God. And we are. Be filled with gratitude, and let the message of Christ dwell among you in all its riches. And whatever you're doing, whether you speak or act, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Let us pray. Lord God, we are now no longer aliens, but fellow citizens of God's people and members of God's household. Lord, Almighty God, giver of life, you've called us by name and pledged to each of us your faithful love. We pray for your child, Sophie. We pray that you would watch over her and guide her as she grows in faith. God of grace and Father of us all, we pray for the parents, for Sean and Dana. Help them to know you, love you with your love, teach your truth, and to tell the story of Jesus to their child so that your word may be heard. Holy God, remind us of the promises given in our own baptism and renew our trust in you and make us strong to obey your will and serve you with joy for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God bless you all.
Thank you.
And know how much you love.
Thank you.
But there was one special element missing in the service, the invitation to the church family to offer Sophie Grace support on her faith journey. So before we continue. Our Lord Jesus Christ ordered us to teach those who are baptized. Do you, the people of the church, promise to this child the good news of the gospel, to help her know all that Christ commands, and by your fellowship, strengthen her family ties with the household of God? Do you? Amen. Baptisms are always special and meaningful time. And one of the things I'm always grateful for is the reminder of our own baptisms. Back in 1998, the PCUSA published Belonging to God, a First Catechism, which offers a powerful series of questions about our identity as Christians, what it means to be a Christian. And it starts with a question, an answer that's continually on my mind. Question one, who are you? And the answer, I am a child of God. It's beautiful, isn't it? Question two is, what does it mean to be a child of God? That I belong to God, who loves me. Question three, what makes you a child of God? And the answer is grace, God's free gift of love that I do not deserve and cannot earn. Question four, don't you have to be good for God to love you? No, God loves me in spite of all that I do wrong. And question five, how do you thank God for this gift of love? The answer, I promise to love and trust God with all my heart. And how do you love God? Question six, by worshiping God, by loving others, and by respecting what God has created. And then down to question 42, what is baptism? Through baptism, I am adopted and welcomed into God's family. In the water of baptism, I share in the dying and rising of Jesus, who washes away my sins. I'm made one with him and with all who are joined to him in the church. So simple, and yet so powerful, and a wonderful, wonderful reminder of not only who we are, first and foremost, but also what must be most important in our lives. Yes, each of us are members of certain families, we're part of certain communities, part of certain countries, certain denominations. We're all different colors, shapes, sizes, different genders, different ethnic backgrounds. But the starting place and most important piece of our true identity, we're all children of God. And it's especially important for us to remember our identity right now in a time when it seems we've never felt more divided. And as we come up on the election this week, but no matter how it turns out and who the winner is, we need to remember who we are and who God is. As James K. Smith reminds us, we are what we love. And our identity is shaped by what, at the end of the day, gives us a sense of meaning, purpose, understanding, and orientation to our being in the world. What we desire or love ultimately is a vision of what we hope for, what we think the good life looks like. This vision of the good life shapes all kinds of actions and decisions and habits that we undertake, often without our even thinking about it, without our even being aware of it. And our ultimate love desire is shaped by our practices, not our ideas. As David Lomas describes it, identity drives motivation, and motivation drives action, and action drives results. He gives the example, if someone speeds past me at, say, 90 miles per hour on the highway, the odds are I'm not going to chase them down and give them a ticket. I don't have an identity that says I'm a police officer, so I have no motivation to act. But a police officer, on the other hand, does have that identity, and therefore he has the motivation to take action, chasing down the speeder, and to get results, namely stopping the driver and giving them a ticket. But you know, every action we take in life has a sense of identity behind it. So how we see ourselves really matters. And the problem is that whether we realize it or not, our modern life in many ways sort of depersonalizes us and degrades us in the sense that too often we are valued for what we do and not for who we are. But before we can really know who we are, we have to be really, really honest with ourselves and with God about who we've been and about what's really most important to us. It's also important that we be honest about the ways that we've fallen short and failed. You know, it's all too easy for us to have illusions about ourselves that can really get in the way of our living our faith. Sometimes we see ourselves being better than we actually are, and that's not helpful. And other times we see ourselves as being worse, and that's not helpful either. Some of you may have seen the movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? About three escaped convicts. They're named Everett, Pete, and Delmar. And they're hiding out in the woods and they're running from the law. And they see this procession of white-robed people going down to the lake to be baptized. And as they go down to the water, they're singing, "Let's go down to the river and pray." And as the baptism begins, Delmar gets so caught up in it that he runs into the water himself and is baptized by the minister. And as he returns to his companions, he says that he is now saved, and neither man nor man's got nothing on me now. He explains that the minister has told him that all his sins have been washed away. Even, he says, when he stole that pig for which he'd been convicted. And somebody say, "But wait, you said you were innocent of that." "I lied," he says, "and that's been washed away too." Well, later the three convicts steal a hot pie from a windowsill. But the one who felt his sins had been washed away returns, and he places a dollar bill on the windowsill. Delmar wasn't made perfect by his baptism any more than the rest of us are made perfect by our baptisms. But he recognized that he had a new beginning, and we do too. As we so often say, this is not an easy time for anyone right now. But no matter what lies ahead, we will always be children of God. And we must never lose sight of our true identity and how we are to live and be as God's children. Every generation has its own challenges, and each of us will face the refining fires of life. I mean, that's just how it is. Well, it's said that whenever Martin Luther found himself ready to give up, whenever worry for his own life and the life of the church overwhelmed him, they say he would touch his forehead and he'd say to himself, "Remember, Martin, you have been baptized." In the coming weeks, we would probably be wise to do the same. Let's never forget our true identity as children of God. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your faithfulness and the hope you've given us in your Son Jesus. So grateful for the reminder that we are indeed your children. But we confess that too often we put issues over people. And too often our fears lead us to focus on our own self-preservation, robbing us of empathy and equal concern for others. But as you've taught us, we are nothing without each other. We are all your children. And as we struggle to see all your people as our brothers and sisters, as we struggle to see you in each one, help us remember our true identity and that we're meant to be a community bound in love for you and for each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Dearest children of God, remember that we are one body of people bound by love. And when one of us suffers, we all suffer. Never forget that in Jesus Christ, you truly are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen. And now let's continue in prayer with Jill Duffield.
Almighty God, when we consider what you have done for us, we are filled with awe and wonder. You sent your Son to save us. You set the table for us, and Jesus himself serves us. You do not leave us in the dark, but send the light of Christ to guide us in the ways of grace and truth. You give us your living word, a compassionate community, the bread of heaven, and the prayers of the faithful. We lack nothing, and therefore we will fear no evil. We ask, Good Shepherd, for your rod and staff to guide and comfort us. While we lament our inability to be together in churches, we rejoice in the ability to praise you no matter where we are gathered. Knowing that you give us the gift of prayer and the responsibility to care for each other, we lift up to you now those who feel as if they have been in the valley of darkness for far too long. Bring comfort to the brokenhearted and relief to the oppressed. Grant peace to those afflicted with anxiety and heal the sick. Strengthen all of those doing essential work. Protect them and ease their fears and those of the ones who love them. Give wisdom and discernment to people in positions of power. Help us all look to the interest of others so that all may have the abundant life that Christ came to give. Lord, you call us by name and show us where to go and how to serve. You are the gate through which our comings and goings gain purpose, and we participate in your present and coming kingdom. Help us better to hear your voice, so that we would not submit to lesser gods or vain pursuits. As we wrestle with the stress of this season, the uncertainty and suffering of this pandemic, lead us in the ways of righteousness. Make us brave in our kindness, tireless in our work for justice, humble in our walk with you. Do not let us grow weary of doing good. As we come together across time and space with the whole communion of saints, we seek to reflect your love, sharing with one another, supporting the weak, tending the vulnerable, breaking bread with all people. Knowing we are reconciled and saved through the grace of our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, who taught us to say when we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
My friends, wherever you are in your journey right now, know that you're not alone. Never forget who you are and whose you are. And together, we can get through anything with God. And now, may the power of the Holy Spirit lift us above all despair, relieve us of our weariness, ease all our anxiety, and may the love of Christ embrace and move through us that we might always be a blessing and a beacon of hope to others. And now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen, and God bless you.